Thank you very much. Item number 32.
Item number 32 from the Deputy Director, Department of Human Resources, requesting authorization to amend Chapter 17.98 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances as it relates to compensation for constitutional officers and to establish annual salaries for constitutional officers to be elected in 2014.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, this is a request to adjust the pay for the positions of the Clerk of Circuit Court and the Sheriff of Milwaukee County as authorized under state statute. If we do not make an adjustment prior to April 15th of this year, that's the date on which nomination papers can be circulated, we would not be able to adjust the pay for those positions until the next election, which would be 4 years hence. So we're asking the board, who has the authorization under state statute, to set the salaries for these positions, to set the salaries for the Clerk of Circuit Court at $125,000. And for the sheriff, we're recommending that his current salary continue, which is $132,290.08 for the duration of the term to be commenced in January of 2015.
Thank you. I have a card from Chief Judge Jeff Kremers. If he would like, if he's here, if you'd like to come forward.
He had to leave.
He had to leave. Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Cullen.
Did you do an analysis of the other constitutional officers? The registered deeds and treasurer?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, no, not yet. We figure a more appropriate time to do that would be immediately preceding their election year. And the ordinance revision that you have in front of you contemplates that. Instead of being prescriptive about how much each office is paid, it instead says a review shall be conducted in December of the year preceding the election. We come back with a recommendation. The board then sets the pay for that following election.
Has this been the usual procedure every few years or every 10 years that the Human Resources Department does a... for lack of a better term, JEQ on our constitutional officers?
I'm not sure what the usual procedure had been, Mr. Chairman. The current ordinance goes back, as far as I can tell, to 2002. It had built-in escalators, which I'm not even sure are even legal, that what we're doing is replacing that with a specific dollar amount for the term.
Well, I hope that the administration isn't doing something that could be perceived as discriminatory, since the incumbent you're recommending moving up is white and the incumbent you're recommending not moving is African-American.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, the authority to set the salary is yours. If you want to amend the recommendation, that's your prerogative.
You have another question? Thank you, Supervisor. Any other Supervisor Lester?
Just a question on the in the narrative under Clerk of Courts talks about the range, the midpoint, and then it says discounting for the position being elective rather than appointed. I mean, what was the I could figure out the discounting,
right,
but
sorry,
I mean, how did you determine the discounting and why?
Well,
if you did the salary range, I'm assuming that were those not other elected Clerk of Circuit Courts, or?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, actually they weren't all elected Clerks of Circuit Court. The evaluation was not just in state, it was a kind of a nationwide look, and there are a fair number of appointed positions, and for appointed positions, you're going to be paying a premium to get the talent that you are seeking. You have a job qualifications that you need to have met. And no offense to our incumbent here, but an elective position doesn't have that same standard. And it also contemplates what the taxpayers are willing to compensate the position. I'll note that this position, this recommendation, is consistent with what we've just established in the last year or so for the comptroller's office at the same rate.
Related.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
So is there a standard, or how did you arrive at your discounting then? I mean, it came out to a nice round number, but...
It's close to 10%, and it's, consistent, again, with the Comptroller's office.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. I move approval. Supervisor Schmidt moves to adopt.
Adopt.
The resolution. Any other comments, Supervisor Jersey?
Well, just, I don't completely agree with Supervisor Cohen's comment, because I think, and Mr. Session can confirm, these recommendations are being made for whomever is in the position. It's not going to a specific individual. Is that a fair statement?
That's correct.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, that's accurate. Nomination papers have not yet been are not yet in circulation. We have no idea who's running for these offices. We don't know if the incumbents are interested in running for those offices, and that's frankly not something we would consider.
Well, and I guess another way of saying that is you're not basing this compensation on the current incumbent. This is the position, given the duties and the information obtained from similar positions. So it's not based on a personality that's an incumbent within a position. And, these individuals are going to go through elections, so whoever gets elected would receive this compensation.
That's correct.
So, thank you.
Supervisor Cohen.
My comment was a little more tongue-in-cheek, where when we have attempted, although unsuccessfully at this point because of the actions by the Human Resources Department and now the Comptroller, to reduce the salaries of some of the highest paid people in the county executive said, well, maybe we're being discriminatory. And I thought, well, geez, I don't want to be discriminatory if one of them is African-American and one of them is a white male. So,
well, I appreciate that you put that in context for me. The board's been kicked around plenty, but I do try to treat other elected officials with fairness, and I think that's what we're doing here. So I will support the recommendation.
We have a motion to adopt. Any other comments, questions, concerns? Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jersic?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption prevails.
Item